Bill Conger's show opens in Clary Eagle Gallery at Murray State, just two floors below WKMS in the Doyle Fine Arts Building. It's being installed today. The opening is actually tomorrow. You lecture at 5 in the gallery, and a reception follows at 6. You're based in Peoria, Illinois, identifying it as a dying city in some interviews preceding this one. And that has implications for your art, apparently. But you've shown with Colin Nesbitt in San Diego, and you've had a show in Berlin, I understand.
Correct, yes.
So we're glad you're here.
Thank you so much, Kate.
And I tried to see some of the artwork installed downstairs, but Colin, you have some work to do.
there's a little that still needs to happen, yeah.
Belief.
Yeah.
It will happen.
There are panels. There is a series of panels that are almost page size, but they're collaged panels. And collage is part of your practice that you speak about on interviews, have spoken about how you
Absolutely.
Sit at a small desk. Tell me about that process.
I work at a small table. It is not the typical contemporary painter studio, you know, big loft with, you know, cold water flat kind of thing. It's not that. It's more like an office with a big table, lots of print. Currently, I'm treating print material as if it's an object, a found object. So it's an extension of the sculptural work that you will also see in the exhibition. And the pieces you're referring to are very new, within 8 months. And you're correct, they are kind of magazine-sized. So they contradict the large-scale abstract painting that we're somewhat used to. I really think that helps us kind of engage them in a more psychological way. They're actually the size of your head, which a magazine is. And I got really interested in that proportion and what that meant, like being able to access imagery that way, I think, is an important part of the way we see images now. So I've essentially dissected those images and reassembled them into abstraction.
You may notice that I wear bifocals, and I found myself looking at the panels in two ways, close up and then squinting or at a distance.
Yes.
And in the distance view, the words that came to mind for me were crystalline, kaleidoscopic, and léger. And I have no idea why those words came to mind, but they did. Close up, I found myself looking for pieces of humans. And I'm wondering, when you describe what I've heard you describe as waiting until something emerges for you, what is the emergence that we're viewing in the panels?
Oh, that's a wonderful question, and thank you for the compliment regarding how you're seeing the works. That actually helps me understand how they're hitting viewers. And I see them very similar to a natural event, like gazing into a fire or, you know, the beauty of a snowflake. There's something natural about their progression, yet they come from these images. You find yourself looking for recognizable things, like we do in clouds. If we look in the sky, we want to see Mickey Mouse. You know that's where it comes from, so you're looking. I purposely remove those things as much as I can, and then create intervals between them, or places where they intersect, or they kind of create commonality with each other, and that actually creates gesture and line, these kind of common moments, what I'll call moments, which are colors or linear moments that get put together. And then you repeat that hundreds of times, and you get what nature does, I think. And I think that there's a lot of art that thinks a lot, and that work really doesn't think so much. And I like that. I like this is kind of a more organic, fluid way of working for me.
In fact, you seem to have stepped away. You speak of stepping away from formalistic painting and graphic design, both of which you're proficient with, and just finding.
Yes.
How did you two find each other? Colin, you might want to speak to that.
I accidentally started working for Bill in 2004. I was hired to work as Bill's assistant at Illinois State University's University Galleries. So us meeting was happenstance. And
how did your relationship develop?
Initially, you know, I was like any other grunt employee, moving artwork around and slanging drywall and what have you. But I was at a point where my artwork was changing, and it was moving farther away from. I had a degree in printmaking, and the image is always the focus of that. And the more that I learned about installation art and kind of the environment of the gallery, I got more interested in those types of ideas. And one of the first shows that we worked on was a massive show called Repulsion that was curated by Heidi Schlatter that Bill brought in to Illinois State. Just the entire environment that was created by that show. There was a maze that was made. The show was based on Roman Polanski's movie Repulsion, kind of loosely. And the artwork was kind of all hidden, for lack of a better word, inside this maze. And anyway, talking through that with Bill after, you know, Heidi and some of the other artists had already left, it kind of really made me think about these types of issues. And, you know, from there it kind of progressed. And
that was a massive installation.
Yeah, it was really crazy.
And for Colin's first installation to work on, I think that opened up a world for him to see the curatorial endeavor as verging on theater, and having this aspect that goes beyond the pages of art history per se, and opening that world, I think, kind of triggered something in him. And it's such a pleasure to see what he's now doing in his career and the exhibitions he's putting together. And he does a wonderful job with the gallery. It's wonderful.
Well, I would be remiss. It's kind of interesting. We have Bill Conger and Colin Nesbitt, teacher-student, and we have Austin Carter at the microphone, who knows of Bill Conger's works through Colin Nesbitt, teacher-student, Austin being a graduate of Murray State University's art department. Austin, have you had any kind of interaction with Bill's works?
I've had a limited interaction with Bill's work through, I first heard of him in a class with Colin and got to see a little bit of it there, but I was kind of curious to know this exhibit that's going to be in the Eagle Gallery is selected works from across 10 years. And I was kind of curious to know how your work has evolved and changed over those 10 years and what kind of themes you've tackled during that time.
Yes, that is the question, isn't it? No, it's not as difficult as it sounds to me at first. But 10 years is a daunting kind of span to begin to carve a direction. And as an artist, I don't really like doing that. I prefer other people to do it. So this was kind of an interesting task. I enjoyed it. Degrees of abstraction as a concept have propelled my work since I began. And I think certainly the past 10 years have, though the approaches have shifted and kind of meandered and come back to different things, they all do a similar thing, which is investigate a confluence of subject matter, material, text or verbiage, and how we process those things, and then reinstalling them in a way that creates something different than the subject that at hand. So in my view, that's what abstraction is. So through various sculptures or panels, 2D things, 3D things, text pieces that are in the exhibition, in my view, they're kind of doing the same thing. They're looking at our minds and the way we perceive subject matter and trying to open doors to that through abstraction. So, in my view, it's kind of as simple as that. However, there are probably easily four or five different directions in the exhibition that get covered. 10 years, you do a few things. I think Colin and I have curated an exhibition which communicates clearly when it's finished that that this is what's happening or in this little section of my work. So there, it's not to say that it's a perfect exhibition. It's not to say that every piece does what I'm assuming that it does, but that's for the viewer, and I'm really interested in talking to people about their take and their interest or disinterest in the work. So I hope to see some folks out.
Will we see the candle with the sunrise above it?
We will not.
What about the martini glasses?
You will not.
Oh, dad gum.
I'm sorry. But I'm so happy that you mentioned the candle and the sunrise. That's called Obad, and it's very heavily influenced from the poet Philip Larkin, who I'm not a student. I'm a very amateur student of poetry. I like to read poetry, but I have a very short attention span. So I'm not a scholar, but I love it. And there were a number of works that Larkin wrote that were based around this concept, this form of the obad, or, you know, they're love poems, they're love songs, and they lament the rising of the sun because that means the night is over, you know. And so as a gesture, that influenced Larkin, and so I kind of took that on. And so there are a number of works that kind of revolve around that. There is a piece in the show that is based around Larkin's obads, but that piece, sorry to say, isn't.
The inspiration for the martini glasses was?
Yeah.
Is it obvious what it was?
No, and it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. They're stacked martini glasses.
And
I believe they're
gorgeous.
Five.
And yeah.
They do create quite a mesmerizing form, no? I mean, I think there's something
gorgeous
about the simplicity of them. There's gesture in that. It's very similar to like a beer pyramid, beer can pyramid, but this is the kind of high end, you know what I mean? So there's narrative in that sculpture, which implies a kind of maybe biographical or self-referential nature, maybe or maybe not. The title is Noon, Adlon Hotel, which is a hotel in Berlin. All of those things, again, the text, the title, the material, the subject, all come together to not really answer things, but maybe ask more questions about the situation and maybe ask more questions about how you're perceiving it. So in some ways, the better question is how you see, you know, what is that form doing for you? Why is that mesmerizing? Mm-hmm. Why is that intriguing or entrancing? I don't really have the answer. I just try to find those moments, you know. But that particular sculpture is part of a group that was just really narrowing down, simplifying the materials, and seeing how much content I can wring out of them. Just a simple martini glass. It's meaningless, seemingly. But if it's constructed or assembled or placed in a certain manner, can we talk about humanity or impermanence or desperation? Kind of like a poem, right? Except, you know, I'm not as good with words as poets are, so I have to find things to manipulate.
Mm-hmm. Colin, the installation, describe it for our listeners in the Eagle Gallery.
When you walk into the space, pretty much everything on the left side and the middle space of the gallery is actually new work. And then kind of on the right-ish side of the gallery is kind of the older works that are contextualizing the newer works. And it's kind of a nice mix, and I knew that if we brought Bill in, and especially in an academic setting, we needed to kind of contextualize what was going on for the students in our department. You know, without an MFA program, to have, you know, crazy, slightly older students running around, you know, infecting the minds of the BFA students and the BABS students, you know, they needed just a slightly more context to get through everything. And so that's kind of why, you know, that element is in there, and the survey helps kind of hold the new work all together.
What about the big platform?
The platform is holding five or maybe four. we're trying to describe collages like the ones on the walls that have been wrapped around a form, and I don't know if I'm supposed to let what the form is out of the bag is. In, out, what's the...
Absolutely.
Sure. They're life molds, life masks from President Lincoln.
Oof.
And so the piece is called Weeper, and each one of the collaged life masks is Weeper 1, Weeper 2 through 5.
Well, now you know what to look forward to seeing in Clary Eagle Gallery. And I thank you both for coming today. I know you have a lot of work to do. And let me reiterate that Mr. Conger speaks tomorrow. It's open to the public in Clary Eagle Gallery at 5 p.m. And there's a reception following. And the show is up how long?
Until March 7th.
March 7th. And then... you open a show at 65 Grand in Chicago?
Correct, yes. Of more new, more of the newer panel-based works,
yeah.
The 2D.
Excellent.
65 Grand in Chicago, yeah.
Well, thanks again for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Kate.